Welcome to Dublin, the capital of Ireland. And I'm standing here on the junction of Dawson Street and Duke Street. I've just walked out of an Italian place called Carluccio's. And just to assure you that I'm not, they're not hiring me and they're not paying me any money for this, but the next time you come to Dublin and you want to treat yourself, I offer you the suggestion that you go to Carluccio's for your breakfast. I've just had what is possibly the best overall breakfast I have ever had in Ireland. It's right up there with the breakfast you get at Fota Island Resort Hotel. So I'm standing here on the street, and you can hear the ambient sounds of the street. A lot more crowded than it would have been when Joyce walked through the streets of Dublin, and he would have walked right past this place on his way to what do you call it, Davy Burns. So that's in Ulysses. My mind has gone blank. I completely forget who the main character in Ulysses is right now. But anyway, the main character in Ulysses would have walked along these streets here, and the streets would have been infinitely quieter than they are now, but there would have been probably just as many people, but maybe even more people, but fewer cars. Okay, this is my dilemma, folks. This is my dilemma. Do I walk from here, the sort of comparatively short walk down to Trinity College and into the Book of Kells? And the reason I'd want to go into the Book of Kells is not because I haven't seen the Book of Kells before. I have several times. But because one of my clients, the magnificent client Inhan Guides, has got an audio tour of the Book of Kells that I haven't experienced. And I actually would like to do kind of mystery shopping experience there. The other problem, and that everything was very simple until a few minutes ago, somebody said to me, you know, who was on the phone with me from Cork, said something about having a pint of Guinness. And I realized that since I came to Dublin yesterday, I haven't had a pint of Arthur Guinness. So I'm kind of torn between taking myself to either Neary's, Davy Burns, or some other nook or cranny as part of my nostalgia in Dublin, or whether I should be a dutiful worker on behalf of my client and take myself down to the Book of Kells. And just while I'm talking to you, I've made up my mind. And this is any way I jumped, left or right, would have involved sadness. So I'm going to say I'm going to come back to Dublin to do justice to my client. And instead, I'm going to head for the pint of Guinness. And the reason is very simple, which is that I couldn't really do justice to the audio tour of the Book of Kells if I rush in there in a rushing state of mind, because after I've done that, I do have no choice, but I have to get on the train and go back to Cork. Anyway, my iPhone's running out of battery and I probably wouldn't be able to record very much down in the Book of Kells. And also, I think I'm going to go for the mindfulness approach. In other words, I'm going to sit in front of a pint of Guinness, turn off the iPhone, turn off the iPad, turn off the Canon photographic thing that I can't even use, called a camera. Roger Overall, my good friend, ever since I saw your photographs quite a long time ago, I decided I would never, ever be a photographer. But I do take snaps, so I've just... But I'll turn off the machine, every machine. And I'm going to go and sit in front of a pint of Guinness. And I'm actually going to do something... I'm going to drop the other option which I had, which was to go into a bookshop. Now, from where I'm standing on the corner of Dawson Street thing, I think I can see a bookshop. Well, actually, I have to go looking for it. In the old days, Dawson Street was full of bookshops and still does have some of them. I think down here, this is where Hodges Figgis was. Now, my father, a bookseller all his life, he never did any other job. Worked in his father's bookshop from about 1914 or 1916 until, I say this almost literally, they carried him out of the shop in 1979. Not quite. My family will forgive me for saying that, because my father loved his job and he was a bookseller all his life. But he was a good friend of Alan Figgis, And to those of you in the book trade who might be listening to this, you know, it has me almost in tears standing here thinking of how important bookshops have been to me, my family, my education, my culture, my spirit, my passion, my love, my character, my soul. You know, bookshops matter, and that culture of browsing in bookshops and the culture of just being alongside other people interested in books, I wouldn't be the person I am without that. Okay, it's time I had a drink, folks. So, you know, with all sorts of sadnesses, I go now in search of a pint of Guinness and a little mindfulness as I consume it, and then I take myself back to the railway station to go to Cork. So again, full of the nostalgia as I walk on. By the way, Carluccio's is not a small piddly little place. It's a bloody huge. And it's just everything there. I said to them as I was leaving, I said, everything here is perfect except for two things. And they are, first of all, you have no Wi-Fi. And secondly, if it was me and somebody had spent as much as I did on breakfast, I would give them the second second coffee free. Okay, I'm told my audios are much too long, but I cannot stop this one without telling you what I'm looking at right now. Just listen to this, you folks. I'm looking at The Cat and the Devil by James Joyce. I'm looking at The Story of Miss Poppet by Beatrix Potter. I'm looking at Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. Oh God, look what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the most amazing books. I think I'm looking at a first edition of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl. I'm looking at Heidi. I'm looking at Peter Pan by J.M. Barry with 24 plates in colour. I have died and gone to heaven and fallen in front of a bookshop that has the most extraordinary collection in the window. I'm looking at The Toyne, translated by Thomas Kinsella from the Irish, Toyne Bo Huin, or Huin, I forgive my Irish, with the wonderful brush drawings by Louis de Broca. I'm looking at The Commitments by Roddy Doyle, first edition. I mean, this is amazing, folks, isn't it? I'm looking at From an Abandoned Work by Samuel Beckett, first edition. I'm looking at Lessness by Waiting for Godot. Oh my God, Oscar Wilde, this is not surely Poems by Oscar Wilde, first edition. I haven't got time to check. I'm looking at Phrases and Philosophies for the Use of the Young by Oscar Wilde, a limited edition, number 3 of 75 copies. I'm looking at Death of a Naturalist by Seamus Heaney, and Fieldwork and Door into the Dark by Seamus Heaney, all first editions, limited edition of 300 copies, signed by the author of Opening Ground, Poems 66-96. I mean, this is just astonishing. I'm looking at Yeats' Essays. I'm looking at Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, first edition. Oh my goodness, I just have to go into this shop. 1939, first edition of Finnegan's Wake. If I can afford it, I will buy it. The truth is, I can't afford it. I'm also looking at a first printing in England, a limited edition of 900 copies on Japon vellum paper, of Ulysses by James Joyce. What am I not seeing in this window? I see Salome, I see Vanishing Dublin, I see the Playboy of the Western World. I mean, if you are not drooling at this kind of stuff, well, you know, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I'm even looking at Doyle Aron to the people of Ireland, the representatives elected by you at the polls in December. By the way, they were almost all men. I'm looking at The Kingdom of Ireland, originally published in 1695. Copies in a tube for a price that I could afford, €15. I'm looking at Let's Get Out of Ireland, Barbary Shore by Norman Mailer. Imagine a first edition by the author of The Naked and the Dead. I'm looking at a great, great book, a book I absolutely loved by Ian McEwan called Atonement. That would be down as one of my high points in reading in recent years. Oh my God, I see Casino Royale, and I'm old enough now not to have to hide it. And 1953, first edition. This is past a joke, folks. I'm looking at A Grimace by Salman Rushdie. I'm looking at David Mitchell, Black Swan Grief. Why the hell didn't somebody tell me about this bookshop before? I mean, this is just ridiculous. And I'm just looking at this from the outside, and across the road from me is a place called the Sweet Emporium, and that's really where I better go and buy myself some jelly beans. In fact, buy my daughter, Omani Tot, some jelly beans before I go. But before that, I'm going into this bookshop, which is actually called Cahock Books, and it's open Monday to Saturday from 9:30 to 5:45 p.m. and it's what is it, number, street number, it doesn't actually matter, but it's right next door to the Duke Gilligan's pub. There it is, folks. Look, that's what Dublin is like. I mean, God, Twitter, Facebook, Google, this is the place to be. You know, there's nowhere else you'd rather be here. I'm also looking at A Long, Long Way by Sebastian Barry, Room by Emma Donoghue, Wonderful Tennessee by Brian Friel. Someday I'll tell you the story about my one of my most embarrassing conversations that I had with Brian Friel. Okay, there we go. All the best. Paula Manny saying goodbye from Dublin. Bye-bye.